Sports, now spending with Neil Redfern. Neil, I suppose that game was kind of over at half time, wasn't it, really?
Exactly that. You know, it was a shocking first half performance. You know, really tentative, nervous. You know, the goals that Ipswich scored, they didn't have to work hard enough to get them. And it was a total, you know, it was a total different performance from the one that we gave at Middlesbrough. You know, we talked about being front foot and being strong and being positive. We know they go back to front, but it was nowhere near good enough.
Before they got the first, I thought you were in the game, you were looking lively, the boy Barker was getting some touches.
Yeah.
It was just that one mistake and like a pack of cards after that, wasn't it?
But to be fair, if you look at it, after the first minute, I look at Danny Collins try to backhead him to Campy, and it put the kid right in front of goal, should have scored, made a great save. And it went from then on in the defending. Now, the defending, I have to say, in recent weeks has got better. But today it was horrendous. You know, I can only put it down as horrendous. But we know we had to change it around at half time, and you know, we got a couple of goals back and we had like a spirited 20-minute spell. But again, if you defend like that and leave yourselves open, you know, young Rawson for the fourth, you know, he's not got his wits about him, and obviously, you know, Pittman gets across him. And the goals go in too easy. You know, that is the biggest concern.
That goals conceded column is looking pretty bad. Obviously, the table's looking bad. But in terms of the second half response, you scored two goals. You kind of got back into it. But then they've been on the front foot again, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the defending. And we've got to be more solid. You know, and we've got to be more diligent when we defend. You know, I mean, there's too many times that we could have played four today and we've turned around and played backwards, you know, to the keeper. And you know, it just sends that negative mentality. You know, we want to be positive, you know, have a positive mentality. To be fair to Clark Harris, when he came on, he put himself about, looked an handful. You know, Derbyshire looked quite sharp, got his goal, you know. Obviously, Brandon Barker showed little glimpses of magic, and, you know, and his goal was a great goal. But we've got to be more solid at the back, you know, and we've got to compete in midfield. You know, we never won any second ball in the first half. You know, anything that dropped Ipswich got on it. You know, we got the extra bodies in there. We should have been picking things up. So disappointing.
It's a couple of weeks to kind of stew over this. In that period, are you likely to get any more bodies in?
I think we've got to. You know, the bottom line says the league table says that these players aren't good enough. You know, so we've got to get some players in. You know, we've got to look at start strengthening and structure. You know, restructuring, because that sort of performance isn't acceptable.
What areas are we looking at? Are we looking all areas, or?
I think generally, you know, if you look from back to front, you know, I mean, I have to say, I thought Danny Warren, Derbyshire sort of ploughed a lone furrow up there today and he chased them, because you know, they weren't getting much help. You know, I thought we were shocking in midfield, and I thought his defending was atrocious at times. We perked up a little bit in midfield, you know, with the introduction of Richie Smallwood. I thought he came on and looked more assured for us. And when we went to 4-4-2, we looked a little bit more balanced. You know, that's maybe one thing to take from it. But if you, like I said, if you score two goals at home, you should expect to get something. You know, to concede five is obviously is not good.
It's not going to be a great international break. You're hoping that they're kind of stewing in there and hopefully get a response after it.
Well, it's not good enough. You know, the bottom line is it's not good enough, and it's come on the back of, you know, some all right and decent performances, but no results. You know, we've got to start picking results up. We've got to show that the bare minimum that, you know, that the supporters should expect is the effort and determination and size. You know, Ipswich should have known they've been in the game. And apart from maybe 20, 25 minutes, they've had their own way too easily.
The gap's only five. It stayed at five. Is that a little bit of a blessing?
Well, hopefully. I mean, you know, we've got to get our own house in order. You know, we can't start worrying about other sides and what they do and things like that. You know, if we don't get our own house in order, we're not going to make any headway. And like I said, you know, I initially thought it might be two strides forward, one back. You know, it's probably a bigger job than what I first thought. You know, because today we just looked like we lacked confidence. We looked nervous, and like I said, we looked tentative at the back. I don't know why. I can't understand that. Like I said, you know, we work hard all week at, you know, as defensive shape and, you know, and how we balance and cover and get up the pitch. And, you know, we were exactly the opposite today.
I want to end on a positive. The boy Barker looks a real live boy, looks a talent, doesn't he? And he's so confident on the ball for such a young lad.
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, he's a good player. And if we free him up enough and get him, you know, and get him on the ball in and around the box, he'll create and he'll score. You know, his goal's a fantastic finish. And he's obviously got a lot of ability, the boy.
Brilliant. I'll leave it there. Thank you, Neil.
Cheers,
bye.